the leading cars making their way into service on the main road out of Donegal Town, just beside Abbott's, if you know the general area. So the main crews are in there at the moment, getting the tweaks done to the cars before heading out to the second loop of the day. And as they go to service, the headlines from this event on day one, an event which has seen huge crowds out on the opening day on the stages here in the south of the county. But it's the defending champions, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, who have been fastest throughout those opening three loops, fastest on all three stages in their Hyundai i20, and they carry an advantage of over 11 seconds now into the second loop of the day. We were wondering how the defending champions would carry the number door on the car, and they've carried it with confidence, and they've been striking the opponents around them with the fastest time on the stages on the tire across the county here today. Very impressive driving from Josh Moffat in the Hyundai i20, which he won Donegal, of course, in last year. We were all waiting to see what Matt Edwards would do today. The three-time British champion is David Moynihan on board in a Polo R5. But unfortunately for them, they now sit roughly about, if the maths is correct, around 46, 47 seconds adrift of the leaders. The reason for it? They had differential problems. They busted a diff in the back of the car on the opening stage. They lost the guts of 25 seconds on that opener. But in fairness to Matt Edwards, with very little grip in the back of that Polo, he's been sort of like damage limitation at this stage. And he lost just 8 seconds on the stage three and something like 10 or 12 on the second stage. So he's done well, given the problems that he's had with the car. But he's now in service. They'll be able to fix that diff, and Edwards will be looking to crawl back a significant amount of time that he has lost over the next three stages. In the battle for the two-wheel drive category, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, things have not gone their way on stage three. They were, of course, the top two-wheel drive car in their blue Toyota Corolla Twin Cam, having been the fastest over the opening two stages of Donegal Bay and Rock Hill. But Kopenay, which is not too far from home for Kevin Eaves, well, he lost a big chunk of time, around about 30 seconds or so. It hasn't been a good stage for the leading cars in the two-wheel drive category, because Declan Gallagher, he lost about 40 seconds. He was sitting third in that category. And Richard Moffat, another of the Moffats from Monaghan, he was actually second trying to keep up with Eaves. He has disappeared off the timesheets altogether. He was running further down the field, but it seems that Richard Moffat's rally has come to an end. And all that means now is that Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, who were happy and content just to get through these stages today because the bigger stuff will suit the Darien better on Saturday and Sunday, they have now been handed the lead in the two-wheel drive category, and they sit just outside of the top 10, and unofficially they have an advantage by about 8.3 seconds. So just to run through the top standings for you, John, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the defending champions, they are the leaders in 2023 in their Hyundai. They lead by 11.3 from the chasing pack. Next up, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Polo. They can't just keep on the toes of Moffat just yet, but they're finding their feet and they'll be looking for an improved performance maybe in the next loop. Then we have Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, former champions in the Ford Fiesta. Third overall, a further 7.9 seconds adrift. They're having a good start to this year's Donegal. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in a Hyundai are just 0.4 adrift, and it means Sam is 19 seconds adrift of the leader and his brother Josh. Wrapping up the top five, the Derry Donegal partnership of Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson. They're a further 5.9 adrift of Sam Moffat. Sixth overall, a further 8 adrift is Murrayan Evans in the Polo. Robert Barabel is seventh, and then we have Matt Edwards in eighth position. Edwards some 46.1 seconds down on Josh Moffat. Then we've got Johnny Greer in ninth, and wrapping up the top 10 is the local crew, David Kelly and Dino Sullivan in the R5 Citroen. They are 10th overall. They certainly had a good opening loop to their Donegal International Rally on their home patch. Ryan Loughran and Donegal man Gareth Doherty are outside of the top 10 in 11th. And then we have that battle for the two-wheel drive category. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in their Darien, 12th overall, and they lead the category by 8.3 seconds. Then we've got us, Gareth McKeel, in an R5 13th. Declan Boyle is 14th. And then Daniel McKenna, second in the two-wheel drive category, and 15th overall. Kevin Eaves is 16, almost 17 seconds down on Kevin Gallagher back in 18th position. David Bogie's 19th. Gary Kiernan had a big moment in the opening loop. He is 20th. And Damien Touré sits in 21st position. So they are some of the main contenders in the two-wheel. And, of course, as the head of the field, we have Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes leading by 11.3. So what's going to happen next, John? Will there be rain is the big question. It has been forecast, but we had rain forecast earlier in the week in Letterkenny, and it didn't show itself at all for 3 days. So we wait to see if there is going to be rain in these stages. Matt Edwards is going to get the diff fixed on that Polo R5. And will Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes still be the leaders at the end of the day? Donegal Bay, Rockhill and Kopany will be done again before they head back into service round about 4:15, and that will bring an end to day one.